Hello, my name is Tony Litt. I'm the MD of Sunrise Radio, and it's my immense pleasure to bring you the official Sunrise Radio podcast. We are the number one commercial Asian station in the United Kingdom, with many firsts to our name, and we continue to be the voice of British Asians who have given us their love and loyalty over 30 years. It's a legacy we cherish and a responsibility that we don't take lightly. Our aim has always been to entertain the listeners with the best of Bollywood and Bhangra, while also addressing their concerns. A real voice for the community, a vibrant community, and a great nation. We are proud to be British and Asian. This podcast is a compilation of some of the things we do on the station, with a stellar lineup of presenters who each have their own personality and style. It's entertaining, informative, engaging, and we hope you will enjoy it here as a podcast if you are unable to tune in to the radio. Don't forget to subscribe and tell your family and friends about this podcast. And do leave us a comment on what you think. We'd love to hear from you. All the best always. Team Sunrise.
This is Anushka Arora. As always, lovely to have your company for the Sunrise Radio podcast. And this week, I have another special guest on the show. Arman Malik, welcome to Sunrise Radio. Welcome back to Sunrise Radio.
Hello. Hi, everyone. I'm so excited to be here.
How are you?
I'm good. And jaise naam hai Sunrise Radio, I woke up really early in the morning today.
You know, we used to have this jingle, Sunrise Radio. Well, you could probably sing it better than me.
Sunrise Radio.
That's a new jingle now.
I hope you're using that from now on.
Yes, we will use that. Absolutely. Arman, it is just amazing to have you back in the studio. When you come in the studio, it feels like you're home, you know?
Yeah, this is home ground for me. Honestly, I remember, when I was 20, I had done my first interview.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I was playing in London at the SSC Arena Wembley, which now obviously is called something
else.
Over
Arena, yeah.
Yeah. So I just feel like it's so comfortable, so warm speaking to you, being here at Sunrise Radio. It's beautiful.
It is amazing. Now, Arman, tell us firstly, what is happening in London? What brings you here?
I do a lot of annual trips to London because I'm writing a lot of songs now in English, and I've always had a thing for pop music, and you've seen that in my trajectory in the last few years. So yeah, I've been here a couple of times writing new music for all my forthcoming releases, and just having a good time in London because it's one of my favorite cities in the world.
That is so nice to hear that. Now, let's talk about how the start of 2024 has been for you. I mean, you have had some very, very special moments.
Insane. Yes. Insane.
So tell us about it all.
Well, it started with Lollapalooza, which made its debut. I think it's the second edition of it, if I'm not wrong.
Yes.
I'm probably getting my facts
completely
wrong.
I think it's the second time it's happened.
The second time, right?
In India?
I think so.
Yes, I think it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
But I feel like this time was a lot bigger.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. They had a lot of cool artists, and I popped in as a guest artist with Love, and also with Eric Nam, who I have a song with called Echo.
Yes.
And those are really massive moments. Just after that, Ed Sheeran came to town. And as you all know, I already have a collaboration with him called Two Step. And we never really got an opportunity to perform it live. And he told me, Arman, do you want to come onto the gig and just like do Two Step with me? I was like, is that even, why are you even asking me? And obviously, I mean, I hung out with him. You must have seen some of the pictures and videos.
Of course.
He's such a warm artist and human in general. That happened. And then I had a song that I had done with Marshmello.
Yeah.
We kind of like, He was having a concert right after Ed Sheeran came to town, and he again told me, do you want to just like surprise fans and like play an unreleased track? And I've never done that. I've never really, you know, played an unreleased track at a concert, and I did that for fun. And I mean, people went crazy, yeah. And they're still asking me, when is that track dropping?
Yeah.
So yeah, really cool things have happened so far. I also made my debut in the. I'm stealing your job.
Go for it. We're here to listen to you.
I had an Apple Radio show that happened this year, and it's the only artist-led radio show from India.
Tell us about that. Tell us about how that happened, because that is huge.
Honestly, that's been in the works since a year now. And, it's crazy because I never really could carve out time from my schedule and my shows and everything. Mm. And then finally, we got down to doing it, early this year. And I had some really cool guests on that as well. I kickstarted the show with Salim Merchant, who's been I've started my journey with him, so it had to be him as the first episode. And then there was Callum Scott who I had a song with just a few weeks back, and Amal was there. Obviously Amal had to be on it,
and Amal still has not come to London, by the way. Amal, if you listen to this, we are still waiting for you.
It is crazy. And I told him, can you please come on this trip, and he was like, yeah, I'm coming. He still canned on me, so I mean, I don't know what's up
Amal, this is just we're really going in on you, okay? So we're still waiting for you, we're still calling you, your seat is still reserved here at Sunrise, so please come.
maybe end of this year, next year. I think I'll have to just book the ticket and just be like, okay,
do that.
You're coming. And then I released an episode recently with Lov, who I had a great chat with, and we were talking about the Lollapalooza moment as well. And I think we are now at the end of the show, but it's so exciting to do this with Apple. And it's a very different thing for me because I've never hosted a radio show.
So how was it sitting on the other side this time around?
Honestly, it was just having a conversation with a friend, or like it was honestly the first time I was doing it, I was a little nervous just before I kickstarted it. But then once the first episode was done, I was like, "Haan, ye to theek hai. Matlab, ye to main kar sakta hoon." Yeah, so I mean, it's crazy for me in these first few months of 2024. Such exciting things have happened. I think people are really looking at me in a very different light, I would say.
Yeah.
I've successfully able to kind of shifted my trajectory as just a playback singer to now
absolutely
being an artist in my own right, and putting out my own independent music and carving that space for myself in the musical world, is not just as a playback singer but as an artist.
Has that been challenging for you though?
Very, because very
it's
challenging.
When you do playback singing, that's great. But of course, as an artist, there's so much more that you want to do, and you just want to reach higher and higher heights, right?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you've never seen me in those kind of music videos or just singing these kind of songs. Mm. I wouldn't ever be able to do that if I was just restricted to playback singing. So I think it's given me wings to fly in a way. And I feel like I've really come into my own as an artist. While the playback singing stuff still happens and I sing for all the various languages that we have in India, almost 12 or 13. I don't know, I've lost count of how many languages I've sung in.
Crazy.
But it's fun to do the independent side of things because I feel like I get to do things that I would have never done normally. And this is always something that I've always, pun intended, I've always wanted to do stuff like this at the beginning of my career. It just so happens that the route to get to that was through film music and Bollywood, because obviously that's the mainstay in India.
Of course.
Uske bina matlab career banana is like a mammoth task.
Yeah.
No, but having said that, people have done, had successful careers without Bollywood numbers or Bollywood songs, which is incredible. But I took that route, and for me now to kind of I'm in a zone where a lot of my OG Bollywood fans are now coming to understand who I am truly as an artist.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of migrating them to my new...
Which is great.
New thing. And it's happened.
That includes me, by the way, as well. That includes me just saying.
Oh, thank you. And I feel like in the last few years, that transition has happened very smoothly. And I'm seeing that effect in my concerts. Because initially it was more about we love this you know, these songs of Arman. Mm-hmm. Now people who are coming are, we love Arman.
Arman.
So there's
a
difference.
As a per- of course,
because they're invested in me, in my journey. Mm. And at these concerts, everyone's requesting for these independent songs now. Yeah. Obviously, the Boldo Nazaraz and the the Jab Tak and MS Dhoni stuff and
that
everything.
That will always be there.
That'll always be there and that'll always be requested. But when I see, you know, someone say, can you play You?
Yeah.
You know, or, you know, they're like, can you play the new album, Only Just Begun, which you put out? For me, those are things, or like even Control, my debut English song, or, you know, Always. Mm. It's beautiful to see that change happen, where audiences are receptive to the change.
Of course.
And are looking forward to my new new independent stuff.
I think that change is also there. And the reason why your fans have been so... you know, they've taken it with you is because you have built that foundation with them, I feel, over so many years.
Yeah.
So I think it goes without saying that the kind of music that you do put out, it's actually nice that you're changing it as well. Because it's different, it's like variety.
It's good to have that. I mean, honestly, it's always great to go back to, you know, like this year, I'm going to be putting out a lot more Hindi songs than I have done before in the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
Because it always feels good to go back to your roots and do stuff that you once did.
Yeah.
But I feel like this was my soul's calling. Like, I really wanted to do independent music, put out songs that people didn't expect of me, do things that people don't expect of Indian artists in general. You know, I want to break that barrier.
But I think India is really
having its moment.
Really having its moment everywhere, whether it's fashion, music, you know, just as a country as a whole. It's just growing so fast with everything. Like,
it's astronomical
right
now.
It really is.
It's beautiful. It's the place to be. And I see a lot of that happening in the global music space as well, where everyone's like, yo, what's happening in India? What's happening? What's popping?
Because you're getting all these mainstream artists that are actually flying into India and doing shows
there. There is a reason. Why would they do that if they didn't see the opportunity there? And obviously, we have the numbers.
Yeah. Of course, the population talks, you know. Of course it does. But Arman, you mentioned concerts and stuff. I want to speak to you about touring.
Yes.
I mean, how can we watch you live in concert, here and when? Like,
honestly, it's been in the works for the longest time. Yeah. And I have been, you know, not taking up concerts in outside of India as of now, because I've been planning my shows in a certain way. Because the thing is, I was just a Bollywood singer when I came here last. Now I'm also an independent singer. So for me, my show has evolved in the last few years, and I've just been able to house it under this one new show that I'm presenting now. And I'm glad that I can tell all the people who live here in London that I will be touring the UK next year.
Finally! Oh my God!
And the show is in works, and I'm so excited because I'll be playing everything that you love me for and more, and obviously all the new stuff.
Yeah.
It's the thing is, I've never been able to present myself the way I've wanted to, and I feel like this new show that I'll bring is going to be the new Arman Malik with obviously all the Arman Maliks you've known over the years. But yeah, I'm super excited that I'm, you know, finally coming back and playing a concert, because I've missed it.
We have missed it.
And I know so many fans from here will be like, 2016? And now it's been 2024.
Seriously?
Where the hell are you?
Like, where it's coming up to like 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, but we lost 3 years in between as well.
We did.
I mean, that is something that we'll never get back. But I am coming, and I'm coming next year.
Oh, so pleased to hear that. And I'm sure our listeners are going to be pleased to hear that as well. So just before I let you go, because I know you have a jam-packed schedule here
in London,
tell us anything new that you can talk about in terms
because
I know you said you're dropping a lot of Hindi music this time around. So is there anything that you can talk to us about?
I wish I could reveal stuff. But I'm singing a couple of songs for a few really big Bollywood projects. I have some amazing independent singles coming, you know, coming out this year. In addition to that, I've dropped a song with Callum Scott Always, which is one of my favorite songs that I've put out this year. And there's another Marshmello song that we've in the works.
So do we know when that's releasing?
I have no clue. We just played it to the Mumbai audiences, and then after that they've all been questioning me, when is it coming out, when is it coming, and I have no date yet. But we're really pumped to kind of put that out, and this year is just going to be phenomenal for me. the surprises that are in store is just crazy. And I also have new merch coming out, by the way.
Oh, yes, yes.
The summer merch is on its way. So, yeah, I'm excited because as an artist, I want to make sure that it's not just the music. It's everything around me that is, you know, is beautiful and rewarding for fans.
Yeah.
And I also get married this year.
I was that just came to my mind. I said, congratulations to you. I can't believe it. Oh, my God. I'm so silly. Congratulations to you and Arshana.
You guys got engaged in
London.
Yes.
You did.
I proposed to her in London.
Those pictures were so dreamy.
It was in Surrey, just by the way.
Oh, that is so lovely. So tell me, like, how is she? She's one of India's biggest influencers out there. And love her clothes, by the way. Love her work. So how is it?
It's beautiful, honestly. And for me, it's so fulfilling as a human being, you know, having my work flourish and my personal life do so well, touch wood. Mm. It's beautiful to balance it out as well.
Yeah.
And just it's a new phase for me. And I'm basking in all the love, all around me and with Arshana, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, this year is going to be phenomenal on the personal front as well. So.
I honestly genuinely feel like I've seen you grow up. Like,
oh yeah, literally.
Literally.
Like,
literally.
You saw me as a 19, 20 year old kid coming into London, not knowing what's happening around him.
Honestly.
And now he's
2024, like you're here, engaged, like, you know, doing all this, like, independent artist. Whenever I play this very particular song on the radio, I always say that this is how I discovered you, was when Naina from Khoobsurat came out. So I think it's only fair that you give us a few lines from that song or
Let's
sing anything that you like.
No, whatever, 100%. Whatever. Naina is such a beautiful song. I'll go for it. Naina nu pata hai, Naina di khata hai, Sanu kis galdi phir mil di saza hai, Neend ud jaave, Chain chhad jaave, इश्क दी फकीरी जद लग जावे नींद उड जावे चैन छड़ जावे इश्क दी फकीरी जद लग जावे ए मन करदा ठगी ठोरिया ए मन करदा सीना सोरिया एन सिख लिया दिल दिया चोरिया ए मन दिया ने कमजोरियां मन करदा ठगी ठोरियां ए मन करदा सीना सोरियां एन सिख लिया दिल दिया चोरियां ए मन दिया ने कमजोरियां
Gorgeous. Absolutely, absolutely gorgeous. And also, we cannot let you go without singing any one of your newer songs, your English songs. I think it's important for our listeners to also understand, you know, the variety of music that you are doing.
Always. I think I'll sing the new track Always with Callum Scott. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to reference the scale once again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I don't need to fall asleep, it feels like I'm already dreaming. Pinch myself cause I still can't quite believe it. I've fallen in and out of love, I got so close to giving up. And you walked in and you gave me all I needed. Broken hearts ain't hard to find. Thank God that you found mine. I tell you things nobody knows. You know that I died to keep you close. You're the closest thing to heaven. Whoa. When you're lost, a little low, you know that you'll never be alone. If it all falls down to pieces, I'll be there always, always. If it falls, if it all falls down to pieces, I'll be there.
Oh, lovely. Always lovely. I couldn't be more happier.
It's going to be amazing. And I think, like, you know, I've every era of mine, I've had an interview with you.
Yes, yes.
So
you're right.
You have evidence of the last few years.
All the evidence. Yeah. You know, one day we should put out like a nice little.
You should do a throwback.
From your first to your most recent one. We'll definitely.
I want to see how my voice has changed over the years as well.
We'll do that like around your wedding time. We'll do like a special gift for you.
That'll be beautiful.
Arman, listen, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
You always made time for us and we really love it.
Pun intended. Thank you for having me. It's beautiful to be here back in the studio talking to you, Anushka. It's always amazing to talk to you.
You're special, Arman. Thank you so much.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Lots Enjoy of love to all my rest. London fam right here and hope to see you next year. It's going to be amazing.
Yay!
Listen to our Bollywood queen, Anushka Arora, from 12 noon to 4 p.m. weekdays on Sunrise.
It is the Love Lounge with the Love Doctor, and it is that time as well for Flirty at 8:30. Let's do this.
Calling all singles. Are you ready to get flirty at 8:30? Message the studio now and let the Love Doctor of Sunrise help you find love.
Yes, indeed. I've got someone on the line right now who's joining me, and his name is Munesh. How are you doing, my friend? Are you keeping well?
Good on me. Thank you for having me on the show. Second time lucky for me. You've been asking, and I managed to get on.
Hey, well, it's a pleasure to have you on, my friend. Anyway, now, just in case as well, because I know you have heard this before a little bit, and you were kind of asking me a few questions. It's very simple. We get you on air, and to everyone out there who's listening right now, Munish is single, and we're going to ask Munish some questions to get to know him. And if there's anyone out there who likes the sound of him, then get in touch with me, and maybe I can connect you both, and you never know, right? Something may happen, something may not, but it's worth just trying it. As my father-in-law used to say to my wife, if you want to win the lottery, you've got to buy a ticket, correct?
Yes, if you don't take a swing, you can't hit the ball.
I love that one. That's a new analogy I'm going to have to start using as well. I love it. All right, listen, we're going to keep it very simple and very easy questions. Nothing embarrassing. I'm just going to ask you some questions to all the lovely ladies out there as well. Isn't it a treat to have a guy on the show as well? So, Munish is single. First and foremost, let me just ask you this. Tell everyone like your name, your approximate age. You don't have to give the exact age, but and also your approximate location.
Okay, my name's Munish. I'm 44, young, and I live in East London.
Nice. All right, cool. So I'm going to ask you firstly, first main question is, how would your best friends describe you? So not how you describe yourself. If I had your best friend next to you right now and I asked them to tell me all about you, what do you think they would say?
It's going to sound a bit soppy, but they'd probably say funny, kind, and loyal.
Okay, I want to know something specific. What do they know about you specifically that they would mention? So rather than just the standard qualities that we hear about, I want to know something unique to you.
I think they'd probably say I'm a little bit of an old school gentleman. I believe not in the sense that, you know, opening doors, holding doors, not because the woman can't, but just to do it out of sort of respect rather than, and I probably think I'm a bit funnier than I am. But they laugh at my joke.
I love that one. That's cool. And that's a really nice little sweet piece of honesty that is as well. Right, hold on. I'm just going to write this down as well so I remember it at the end as well. Right, okay, cool. And then let's go on to question two. Right, so the next one. How do you like to show your affection to the one you have feelings for besides the usual chocolates and flowers? Because from what you said in your last question, sounds like you're a bit of an old school romantic. So I know this is going to be a slightly harder question for you, but besides the usual, like I said, flowers and chocolates, how do you normally show your affection to a woman that you like?
I think for me, it's something I've kind of worked on. It's probably my listening skills, and probably in that way, like little things. I think it's not about ostentatious, just things like if the lady mentions, you know, a special place or a something she likes, like sometimes on dates, you know, they've just mentioned a chocolate bar or a favorite thing. So I might show up for the next date with that sort of thing. So I think just attention to detail. And I was watching a TV program once about luxury hotels, and they had a line in it. It said, the luxury's in the detail. So I think sometimes just taking note of the small things.
You little charmer, you. I'm telling you, I love it. And bonus points as well for using the word ostentatious as well. I love it. That's brilliant. That's brilliant.
All right. I looked up this morning because I knew I was going to be on air.
I love it. Oh, no, come on. You know what that word means. Question number three. Okay, you decide to sweep your date off their feet by taking them to a surprise location. Where are you taking them? Like, what's a cool place? And I'm talking about, you know, like maybe like a surprise weekend away or something like that. Where would you take them to kind of really woo them?
The place I'd probably take them is somewhere I wanted to go, and I think it's quite romantic, is Istanbul, because I got very close once to going, but I had work commitments. So I think Istanbul, I'm not sure if she's seen on, but it's something I'd like to see because I think it's pretty cool, like the Bosphorus straddles like Europe and Asia. And I think it's a pretty cool city, and I think something we could sort of explore the city together and make some memories. Hopefully.
Nice. That's so unusual. I love that answer. That's brilliant, mate. You've absolutely blown me away with your answers today. I love it. Question number four, right? If you had to serenade your date, right? I mean, I'm not saying that, listen, I can't sing either, right? But but you know, as we do, as men, when we get really soppy and romantic, naturally we feel like serenading the one we love. But if you were to serenade someone you were really interested in, what song would you sing to them to win their affections?
Do I have to sing it or can I say
you don't,
it?
No, I won't embarrass you. That's like that's a private thing for you and the other person. But just tell me the song. Unless you want to sing it, of course. I won't stop
you. I don't know the song, so I'll try and sing it. I mean, apologies to any cats out there, but basically... there's a line that goes, hold on, let me try. Nobody knows it, but you've got a secret smile, and you use it only for me. Nobody knows it, but you've got a secret smile, but you use it only for me. I don't know the track, but it's always stuck in my head, that tune.
I know this. Are you, dude, what have you done to my head? Hold on, wait, we need to Google this.
I don't know,
now.
I heard it. And I didn't understand it, but I realised it's that knowing smile and that bit of communication that only you two share.
Look. So the song is by Semisonic, Secret Smile. I love that song, by the way. Oh, my God.
It's very, very... I mean, they sang it much better than me, but I remembered the track and I thought... I couldn't remember the name, so I thought I better have an attempt.
Dude, I'm so impressed. You sang on air to thousands of people. Like, this is, like, awesome. Ladies, if a single lady doesn't call me today and get in touch to be put in touch with Manish today, I'm giving up doing this line of work. I swear to God, if you can't do it, it's impossible. I quit. It's the first time.
Don't quit because I listen to you. Don't quit. Hopefully, we get some luck, but you carry on.
I will do, man.
I listen to you genuinely.
Oh, dude, listen, you've been such a superb guest so far. All right, look, last but not least, very simple question. What would a lady specifically need to do to win over your heart? So, what's one thing in a woman, a quality that you know she possesses that she does that would win you over?
I think for me is. First and foremost, I think a sense of humour, and I think life is such a thing. Obviously, it's beautiful, but you know there's ups and downs. So I think having a sense of humour, not taking yourself too seriously, and obviously as you gathered, I like a bit of a joke around. So hopefully we can crack a few good jokes together.
I love it. Beautiful answer. I tell you what, Manish, let's do a quick recap because you've given some fantastic answers, I must say.
So,
question one, how would your best friends describe you? You said you're funny, kind and loyal, but in terms of specifics, you're a bit of an old school gentleman and you have a little quirk where you probably think you are funny than you actually are. I love that. Question two, I asked you as well, how do you like to show your affection to the one you love rather than the usual, of course, of chocolates and flowers? And you said and I love this as well because you talked about obviously you've got good listening skills, so it doesn't necessarily have to be ostentatious, but you'd show up with something that they've told you, Michael, maybe like a favorite thing, a favorite small chocolate, or attention to detail. And as you said, the luxury is in the detail. Brilliant. I love the answer. Question 13, You decide to sweep a lady off her feet by taking them to a surprise location. And I said, where would that be? And you said, Istanbul, a pretty cool city. And I love that as well. Great answer. I've never heard that one before. Question four, if you had to serenade your date, what song would you sing to win their affections? You came up with Semisonic and Secret Smile. Go on, do it one more time. Go on, just do it. Go
I'm
on.
Not going to do it. Nobody knows it, but you've got a secret smile. And that's it.
Honestly, brilliant, man. Brilliant. I'm serious.
I don't want to chance me luck.
And last but not least, what would she need to do to win over your heart? She needs to have a sense of humour, but specifically not taking herself too seriously. Munish, can I just say, I think you've been absolutely a superb guest. I'm not kidding. Like, literally, thanks. You have been one of my favourites to date. And I have I'm going to date you, but to date, you have been one of my favourite singletons to come on air. So I'm going to say this again.
No, it's a pleasure.
To all the lovely ladies out there, I've had this amazing gentleman come on air today. His name's Munish. He's 44 years old, from East London, and he's looking for a beautiful soulmate. And if you've been listening in and you're single and you're interested, drop me a WhatsApp. I will try my best to connect you both. And you never know. Just go for a date. It may work out, it may not, but you may as well take a chance. Because what was that saying you said, Munish?
If you don't take a swing, you can't hit the ball. I got to say, it's not mine. I nicked it from Frasier.
Oh, that's what, oh my God! Listen, you just keep getting better and better. You're into Frasier as well, quality comedy. What can I say, man? Honestly, Munish, it's been such a pleasure having you on. No, I've loved your answers today. You are an absolute superstar for doing this.
And I just wanted to say, I met you a few times, and I just wanted to say, I'm not getting paid or anything. I just want to say, every time I met you, you're always the same every time. Very bubbly, friendly, and thank you also. Making me feel at ease, and I just wanted to say appreciate for the experience.
Listen, you're welcome, and thank you, man, for coming on air, for being such a brave soldier and just coming on air and putting yourself out there and just having a bit of fun as well. I really appreciate you for doing that. Thank you so much, man. Ladies and gentlemen, give Munish a round of applause. He's been absolutely awesome. He joined me for Flirty at 8:30. He's single. If you're single, you know what you got to do. Get in touch with me.
Catch our love guru, Amit Soda, between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. every Sunday for that chill out zone.